This is Ozarks at Large. At a time when police practices are under scrutiny nationwide, U.S. Attorney General William Barr had praise for Arkansas law enforcement. During a visit to Little Rock yesterday, Barr took part in a roundtable discussion with state, local, and federal authorities. Afterward, he said police in the state could be an example for the rest of the nation.
What struck me is the strength of the relationship that they have, the cooperation that exists, and also really the very high caliber of the Arkansas law enforcement community. Many of the practices and proposals that are being made today out in the public debate are in fact here in place already.
Barr talked about challenges facing police, which the Trump administration official said have gotten worse since the police killing of George Floyd.
We were wrestling with those issues before Minneapolis, and I think the current environment where some, we don't think the majority of Americans by any means, but some are trying to demonize police, you know, exacerbates that dynamic. And so I think we all agreed that now is not the time, obviously, to defund the police, to weaken law enforcement.
Barr was a guest of Republican Senator Tom Cotton. The state's junior senator told reporters that while reforms are needed after the, quote, horrific killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis, cutting funding to law enforcement is not the solution.
Defunding the police is a insane counterproductive idea. As the Attorney General mentioned, any organization that's facing constrained budgets will tend to cut things like training first. So if anything, if we want to give our police the tools to maintain public safety and maintain the confidence of our people, we should be increasing law enforcement budgets.
In a statement, the Democratic Party of Arkansas was critical of Cotton for denouncing the Black Lives Matter movement. Barr also met with Governor Asa Hutchinson and Congressman French Hill and later held a forum with local business leaders.